This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
If you prefer your summer music festival include a bit of vaudeville along with great music and lots of activities for the kids, then look no further than the Eastern Townships in Quebec. Founder and director of Shazam Fest, Zeef Pshidik, is joining me now by cell phone from Barnston West in Coaticook, Quebec, Canada. He grew up coming across the border to Glover, and as a kid attended many a bread and puppet festival, and he's here to tell us more about what Shazam Fest has to offer. Welcome, Zeef.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Tell us right off the bat, what is Shazam Fest?
Ooh, that's a big question. Shazam Fest is probably something like a neo-vaudeville with strongman and the freak show and the burlesque and the wrestling and the skateboarding and all the other arts and circus stuff that goes on, aside from all the music that happens also.
Was that your original vision when you first began now 11 years ago?
It was always kind of an eclectic mix. I have a really, maybe short attention span. So I always thought that I like to mix it up a little more. And also, I have a, art to me is a really important thing that have strong reactions to it, whether it be good or bad. And I really like the fact that when you bring many people together from different backgrounds and different walks of life, that's when you can have real exchanges of ideas. A big part of the inspiration for Shazam is to bring all these divergent people together to create something new and spontaneous. And it's a pretty family-friendly festival, because last year we had over 300 kids 12 and under on the site so kids under 18 probably are almost a third of the whole population of the festival. What's happened over the years is it's become more and more family friendly. We have many families of three generations that come and camp out for the weekend. It's really affordable because it's free for kids, so people with families can afford to come. The kids really also influence the vibe, because kids, they have a magic about them and they rule. They have a whole part of the festival site dedicated to them with the circus activities and workshops. It's a safe space for the kids. We really set it up so they can run amok and the parents can take it easy and do what they want while the kids are looked after and running around. It sets the scene for the whole festival.
Tell us more about the setting itself.
It happens on our organic farm. My parents have been here since 1972. They were pioneers in the organic food movement. We have this beautiful river valley. It's in this hidden natural amphitheater right along the Niger River. People can swim also and hang out in the water during the day. And the site itself also, the Abenaki that used to be here, it used to be a meeting ground for them. So I've had a native shaman come through and tell us all sorts of stories where it used to be a place where the natives used to get together, the Abenaki, and build birch bark canoes. And it's a very magical spot, honestly. The spot is a big character in the festival. We take the eco-responsible thing very seriously. Last year, with 1,600 people over 4 days, we produced 17 bags of garbage.
How does that happen? I think I probably produce that much in my household in like a week or something.
We compost all the vegetable matter. We do that on the farm here. All the rest of the stuff gets sorted on Monday. Basically, all the scragglers from the festival that are still left over, I recruit them. They either have to stay and help sort all the garbage or they have to leave. So as we've had more and more people, we've produced less and less garbage. And because the festival has grown slowly and organically, we've been able to educate everybody that shows up, because it's also a magic, beautiful spot, and we want it to be like that for years to come. So.
Talk a little bit about some of the acts that will perform this year.
We have an eclectic mix of acts. This great duo, a bit the White Stripes, influence, called Les Derlucks. We have folk music by Old Time Honey with circus performances. And then we have an old school 1880s style freak show with the sword swallowers and fire breathers. And, they walk on glass and do all sorts of stuff like that. We have the Gypsy Cumbia Orchestra, which is this massive orchestra that sings like a mix of Balkan music, and they have dancers. All sorts of music, from hip-hop to punk rock. We usually cover the gamut. Your money is worth a lot more this year. For close to $50 American, you can have a 4 days adventure and camp out on our land. Because we have a truly international contingency. We have people who come from across the continent and from all over the world. We do attract a diverse and colorful crowd, I would say.
Well, Zeef, thank you so much for telling us more about Shazam Fest, which is coming up in July in Barnston West in Quebec.
All right.
That's Shazam Fest's founder and director, Zeef Shiddick. You can find out more about Shazam Fest at vpr.net. And now, here's our ads.